one of my favourite topics, different national characteristics and personalities from people across planet Earth. Let's, of course, start with the French, who have this wonderful way of crunching up the shoulders, also waving their arms high in the air, and then spitting to... Funnily enough, I seem to do that as soon as I cross over into France. I pick that habit up after about 10 minutes. Awful, really. Then we've got the Russians. Now, one key ingredient about the Russians is they all speak with a very deep voice. So, when they say, Dobro darob kagnila, you really should reply, fine, thanks, absolutely fine, rather than, fine, thank you, I'm absolutely fine. So, key thing in Russia, deep voice, that's the key thing. Americans just look like you're permanently on drugs, and you probably got something a little bit spiky stuck up your bottom. Permanent smile, permanent surprise look, permanent interest, and permanent inquisitiveness, which really, underpinning it all, looks rather artificial in a way. The Aussies, I'm not really sure I should include them, but I will. I mean, they're the only race that have mastered speaking through the nose. So basically, like this, I can't feel all right over me, partner, you going round and everything like that, mate. Now, that really is completely indecipherable. Nobody can understand a word, and anybody that's a non-mother tongue English speaker, when they meet an Australian, they have no idea what they're saying. So just watch out for that one if you're in a bar or in a pub. Koreans, it's more physical. They just permanently bow. Don't say anything, just bow, bow, bow. Italians, as we know, the hand gestures are absolutely mad. And again, you have to speak an awful lot at the same time and make an awful lot of hand gestures at the same time to be Italian. But I think the one that really is the saddest, are the Kiwis, the New Zealanders, aren't they? I mean, they're just permanently homesick. And yet they seem to travel around the world for 10 years non-stop. And I think definitely one of my favourite jobs in the world must be a travel agent in Auckland. I mean, you know, basically, when should I book your return flight, mate? In about 10 years' time?